who lived at Matching's Easy. Mr. Dirick was a type of man not uncommon in America. He was very much after the fashion of that clean and pleasant-looking person one sees in the advertisements in American magazines. That agreeable person who smiles and says, "Good, it's the Fizgig brand," or, "Yes, it's a Wilkins, and that's the best," or, "My shirt front never rucks, it's a Chesson." But now he was saying, still with the same firm smile, "Good, it's English." He was pleased by every unlikeliness to things American, by every item he could hail as characteristic. In the train to London, he had laughed aloud with pleasure at the checkerboard of little fields upon the hills of Cheshire. He had chuckled to find himself in a compartment without a corridor. He had tipped the polite yet kindly guard magnificently, after doubting for a moment whether he ought to tip him at all. And he had gone about his hotel in London saying, "Lordy, lordy, my word," in a kind of ecstasy, verifying the delightful absence of telephone, of steam heat, of any...